Four, we've got a special guest in the studio, a couple actually. Heather Loftus is here to ask our Baxter County Sheriff what's going on in the county, and it's always good to see you, Sheriff Montgomery. Heather, always good to have you in the studio as well. You're looking healthy and happy. That's a good way to start off 2024.
And the sun is shining.
Yes. No snow on the ground. No ice.
That's exactly right.
Let's enjoy it because, you know, my theory, middle of February, yes. It always snows.
Always.
I mean, at some point before Valentine's Day or after, we always have some winter weather. So we'll see if I'm right.
But, and it is Arkansas. So if you just stay tuned, it'll change.
Well, I mean, the kids are wearing shorts at school today, just FYI. So there you go. You got to love it. Hey, I was standing outside in the parking lot when you pulled up. I was talking to Jeff Quick, who was here with the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. And he was showing me he had a bunch of patrol packs in his car. And this is a project that y'all work on together.
Yes, it is. It actually started way back with the AT&T that started this.
That's
program.
What he said. I said, well, do we have to give them credit?
Well, I do want to give them credit because
course,
it was they
course.
Reached out. It was kind of interesting. We were at a conference at Hot Springs, and a lady walked up to me and said, "Hey, we want to start a pilot program. You seem like Baxter County would be a perfect place." Mm-hmm. And so, ultimately, we started the program, and it's a pack, if you will, kind of like a grocery shopping, mm-hmm. you know. A reusable type bag, and it's filled with non-perishable goods, and so the deputies carry them in their cars, and when they see someone they think's in need, no questions asked, we don't even qualify, if they feel like that someone's in need, they just hand them that patrol pack, and it's got food that's there. And then even at the front office, sometimes somebody will come in and you can just tell. And so we offered, you know, again, no questions asked. We don't qualify the person, but I think it's been a great program. And we've given away, who knows how many dozens and dozens of those packs over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years.
An amazing outreach program. I'd never heard of it before until Jeff was telling me about it. And like, you know, of course, for your patrolmen, EMTs, I mean, those are the first lines of contact for so many people, or the only lines of contact sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and some of the people, you know, too proud to ask, don't really want to, you know, to go maybe to the food bank or to get assistance. And so, again, if you can help out those in need just by saying, here, we want to leave this with you and just leave. I mean, it's a great program. And so the food bank has taken that over, and we work with Jeff, and he's been great to help us get those packs. And I think it's a great program, and we'll continue to do it.
Of course, the governor was in town last week. We had a chance. The mayor was here the day after, so we got to talk about a lot of the work that the mayor and the governor were able to do. Of course, you are the longest serving sheriff in the state of Arkansas. Not many people know that. So you work with the governor all the time.
We do work with the governor and her staff a lot. And so was able to have a conversation with the governor and talk about a few of the issues. And so, again, she appears to be very committed to law enforcement and holding people accountable. And so that's an encouraging sign as we go forward. Because, again, you know, Heather, we feel very strongly here that we want to hold people accountable for their actions.
Well, and one of those things that, you know, y'all were some of the first in the state to do this is going after individuals who had filed unemployment, falsified unemployment claims.
You know, and that's
a big deal. People need to realize what a big deal that is here.
You could get me all riled up because
that's my plan.
You know, we'll be here an hour.
I know why. I'm asking questions.
So, the issue started, and it started with our own secretary for our criminal investigation divisions. That's how it started. And you know, it's sad to say that's how it started. But we discovered that she had committed fraud, and had received over $30,000. In unemployment benefits she was not entitled to. Mm-hmm. And so when we got the documentation that we, a certain amount of documentation, we fired her and then started a criminal investigation because we wanted to arrest her and get her charged for that crime. It took 6 months for us to get the documents in order to criminally charge her. And it was only after I reached out to two senators, Senator Dan Sullivan and Scott Flippo, to put enough pressure on the Employment Security Division to get us those documents. So we finally get her charged and get her adjudicated. Finally, it took 3 years. And so now we reached out and said, okay, well, who else is there out here? Well, we've got two more. We've got that we have arrested. So that's three. Mm-hmm. And so Baxter County's arrested three, and guess how many?
I thought it was just two. Did
well,
I miss one?
Our secretary plus
okay,
two more.
Two more. Okay, right. I'm sorry.
So guess how many more have been arrested in Arkansas? Zero.
Mm-hmm. And that was a big initiative from the governor and her office
now,
during the campaign.
I can't remember his name, but they have a new legal head legal counsel that they've appointed for employment security. He has been great. So he's brand new, just kind of got shoved into that role, but he's been very helpful. And so he made it clear to us that the governor, that was her push, and so he's trying to get there.
Why does it take so long? Why is there a 3-year span? I mean, most people give up.
Well,
and that's the problem.
Here's the bad part, Heather. 3 years is a statute of limitations. Every day people drop off. They can't be prosecuted. Now, the sad part, they had not, until we prosecuted our secretary, there had not been a single case prosecuted in the state of Arkansas since 2012. Yes, you heard me, 2012. So I'm angry. I'm angry not only as a sheriff, but I'm angry as a taxpayer. This is ridiculous. And so, again, the new legal counsel has been working with us. They're trying to get us the information. Software antiquated, not enough help. But the legislature did give them a pretty big funding boost this last session. So we're hopeful from this point going forward. But there's hundreds, who knows how many have gotten away with it.
Well, if 3 years is the statute of limitations and you count back 3 years ago, that was at the height of unemployment claims due to the pandemic. So we'll just leave that one there. Quorum courts tonight.
Yes.
I have not seen the agenda. I apologize to our listeners. I have not read that and studied it. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't think there's anything earth-shattering going on. We have, every month we have we call it a housekeeping ordinance. There are certain fees and that has to, by law, go back into the sheriff's office. It's collected, but the quorum court has to officially allocate it. And so we kind of call it a housekeeping type thing. And I don't remember anything else on there that's, exciting, I guess you would say.
That's all.
Okay.
That's it. Just some moving of some monies from one place to another.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry for jumping around this morning. I did want to ask you though, when the governor was here, it's worth noting one of the biggest issues that she has been dealing with is, of course, prison overcrowding in this state within your county jails. That's not necessarily the case here in Baxter County.
No, it's not. She commented, she said, we may be the only county jail in Arkansas that's not full to me. And I said, I don't know that for a fact, but if we're not the only one, we're one of the very few. And she asked me why I thought that was. And I was very candid. I said, I can't tell you for sure, but I'll tell you what I believe. We have never stopped holding people accountable here. Before we expanded our jail, we had 50% population sleeping on the floor. We never stopped arresting folks. And so through all of the pandemic and all this, we didn't turn people away. We just continued to hold people accountable. And I think over a period of time, it has caught up with the fact that people know that we're going to hold you accountable here. And I think that sends a message.
Very good. I'm going to leave it there. So thanks for coming in, Jared.
You bet.
Hey, if anybody needs any of those patrol packs, can they contact your office?
They sure can. Sure can.